This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man sold his faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The Department of Homeland Security today announced that the Trump administration is going to enforce the law. Yes. We don't need no stinking immigration reform. You just need to enforce the law. In fact, for so long we've heard, oh, we need a comprehensive immigration reform. Everybody said that, both sides, Republicans, Democrats. Because they knew that everybody had been talking about that for the last 30 years and nothing was going to get done. And look, travel ban aside, Trump has a vast legal arsenal on his side to implement the law. One thing that's happening already is that you're seeing people that are self-deporting now, which, if you think about it, makes sense. If you know that there's a possibility now that the law is going to be enforced, then, you know, you might want to get out of Dodge ahead of time. You might want to make plans. Okay, now, there's now a new poll out. This is from thehill.com. Americans overwhelmingly oppose sanctuary cities. Huh. An overwhelming majority of Americans believe that cities that arrest illegal immigrants for crimes should be required to turn them over to federal authorities, i.e. follow the law. The poll shows that President Trump has broad public support in his effort to crack down on sanctuary cities. Again, look, the law is clearly on his side. A survey from the Harvard-Harris poll, which is, by the way, this is a very left-leaning poll, just so you know. I'm talking about the Harvard-Harris people. This survey found that 80% of voters, 80%, say local authorities should have to comply with the law by reporting to federal agents the illegal immigrants they come into contact with. Again, normal. Like, look, if there's a warrant out for my arrest and I get picked up for jaywalking and they run my name and they see that there's a warrant for me, boom. I'm done. So you're going to tell me that someone who is illegal actually has more rights than I do? Really? No. See, the problem has been is that we have, and I've been saying this for a long time, we have incentivized bad behavior. We have incentivized illegal immigration. Hell, I'd be coming over, too. I mean, if you could come over, look at the state of California. Last year, they gave over 400,000 driver's licenses to illegals. That's insane. Because once I have my driver's license, guess what? I can do all kinds of other things now. So, as it stands now, there are hundreds of cities across the country. Of course, many of them with Democrat mayors or city councils that have refused to follow the law. And so now the Trump administration has signed an executive order directing Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to find ways to starve these sanctuary cities of federal funding. A Reuters analysis found the top 10 sanctuary cities in the U.S. receive, get this, $2.27 billion in federal funding for programs ranging from public health services to early childhood education. The Harvard-Harris poll survey also found strong support for an overhaul of the nation's immigration laws, with 77% saying they support, here we go, comprehensive immigration reform, against only 23% who oppose. Again, we don't need no stinking comprehensive immigration reform. While there's a broad support for comprehensive immigration reform, there's overwhelming opposition to sanctuary cities. The public wants honest immigrants treated fairly and those who commit crimes deported, and that's very clear from the data. A majority, 52%, say they support Trump's two executive orders allowing for the construction of a southern border wall, increasing the number of immigration officers by 10,000, and finding a way to revoke federal funds for sanctuary cities. The crackdown on sanctuary cities is the most popular feature of these action, followed closely by the directive to increase border patrol, which is backed by 70% of the voters. Look, this is pretty simple here. Americans want you to follow the law. Okay? Follow the law. Follow the law. It's not that this is not a trick question here. Follow the law. And in fact, that's what Donald Trump is going to do now. He's going to follow the law. And bravo for the administration, honestly. Because shouldn't we at least enforce the existing laws when they're on the books? And if not, then change the laws that are on the books. If the laws on the books, if the majority of the American people don't like the laws on the books, then by all means, change them legislatively. That's how a democratic republic works, a constitutional republic works. You can't just willy-nilly pick and choose the laws that you want to enforce. I mean, there's a reason for the law. Again, if you don't like the law, there's a lot of laws that I don't like particularly. But I understand that they are laws. And in order to change laws, you have to go through the process of changing the law. You don't like the law, change it. It's very simple. So, Americans were finding out that they are overwhelmingly, they oppose sanctuary cities. Because guess what? I think the most American citizens, I think they're mostly law-abiding. I think for the most part, people are law-abiding and they want the laws to be followed. And it's not some crazy concept to follow the law. No, it's not. So if these people want to stay in office, they better listen to their constituents. We'll be right back. Color me your color, baby. Color me your color.
Edward Woodson Show.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. Just as I said during the election, when it was said that those who support Trump in down-ballot races are going to be obliterated. Remember that? Yeah, how'd that work out? Didn't work out so well. Kelly Ayotte, by the way, All right. And I said this. I said that the opposite was going to happen. That those that that sided with Donald Trump and supported Donald Trump, they were the ones that were going to win. I saw this clear as day. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I just talked to you about that recent poll, that Harvard-Harris poll about how 80%, that's, I mean, 80% of Americans oppose sanctuary cities. 80%. And I would just venture a guess here that the majority of Americans also support enforcing of the immigration laws in this country. Although they won't say it out loud, they won't say it in a poll because for fear of being labeled a racist. But I suspect that if you had an honest poll, I suspect that the vast majority of Americans would also support enforcing the existing immigration laws. So I think that if you are a politician right now, you've got to be very wary of supporting sanctuary cities, illegal immigration, open borders. Look, one of the things that Donald Trump really taught us all was to ignore the noise. He didn't listen to any of the goofy autopsy of the GOP, the talk about how, oh, you can't talk about immigration. There's no way. You have to have comprehensive immigration reform. So I want to play this this soundbite here of Terry McAuliffe. The governor of Virginia says that deporting illegals creates a chilling effect for new immigrants. But see, here's the thing. I don't know what he's talking about when he says new immigrants. Does he mean new illegal immigrants or new immigrants that come legally into this country? Because if you come in legally, I think you're good. Anyway, listen. It's a good thing that they have term limits, by the way, in Virginia, because this man would not be reelected in Virginia. Although, I don't know. Now, Virginia's a different place because it's essentially two states.
Governor, the White House says that it is focusing these raids on criminal illegal immigrants. Tell us why.
All right. Well, this is so it's stuck. It's not playing. Anyway, so he says that Donald Trump, by enforcing the law,
you oppose the way these raids are being done.
Well, first of all, I have a concern as governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia or any governor of their state. We have reports in our office that last week ICE officials stopped individuals coming out of a church from a hypothermia center, had been cold the night before, and randomly stopped people.
Notice how I said, from a hypothermia center, they had been cold the night before. Don't you like puppies? What about the children, the cold children? Are we going to kick them out?
And started asking them questions. In fact, the first gentleman they stopped was a legal resident, so therefore they had no right to stop this individual. We have reports they've gone into homes looking for individuals and have tried to do collateral interviews with other people in the home. We have had reports of stopping people on the street, asking them if they'd seen this person in the picture, and then asking them questions. So my concern is, and I wrote to General Kent Kelly, who I have tremendous respect, four-star general in the Marine Corps. I have a son in the Marines. We love the Marine Corps. But I do want to know, as governor, what is the standard we are now using to stop individuals?
All right. Let me just tell Governor McAuliffe, the standard is the law. You're a lawyer. Maybe you should go and read the law, and then you would know the standard, dummy.
on any due process. Why are they stopping individuals? And I've requested of General Kelly a meeting, and I want to thank him. We are going to have a meeting this week with ICE officials to explain to me what is the new procedure. Are we now randomly just going to stop individuals without any reason, any due process, because of the way they may look, without any reason for stopping them? If that's the case, I just want to know that, because I now have individuals in Virginia who have been stopped with no reason for them being stopped, as I say, legal residents of the United States of America. And this would be a dramatic turn for our country. And I want to know what the procedures are going forward, because, Jim, at the end of the day.
At the end of the day. Here we go.
This is not making us safer. ICE enforcement.
It's not making us safer. How is that not making us safer? I don't get it. If you take one guy off the street that's a potential criminal, how is that? That's not supposed to be here. How is that not making us safer?
Should be doing their job, and I have tremendous respect for them to make sure we continue to keep our communities safe. But what you can do is have a chilling effect, drive people underground. If you hit someone with a communicable disease, they are going to not come out and get treatment. You are going to have individuals who will not come out and work with law enforcement, and it can have a crippling effect on our economy. I have already lost two site visits to Virginia of people who said, you know what? It's just not the time to come visit America. I'm trying to create jobs here, and I worry about the overextension of what we are doing with law enforcement, where we don't have rights to stop people, and they're doing it, and it will have a chilling effect on this.
I am really worried about the fact that, you know, the government is going to enforce the law. It's crazy. See, I love how he says, it's not making us any safer. Says who? Says the man that lives in the governor's mansion surrounded by bodyguards and armed agents. Says who? What are you talking about? It's not making sense. It's the same stupid argument they say about, well, if you don't allow Muslims into the country, if you ban Muslims from coming into these countries, from the countries that are basically stateless countries that we can't vet anybody from. Well, if we let them in, then if we ban them, then, you know, we're not going to be safer. What kind of pretzel logic is that? What are you talking about when you say that? I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? We can't let people come into this country. If we reduce the number of people coming to this country, we're not going to be safe. Get out of here. All right, we'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available to store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Yesterday was the big protest, not my president's day, right? And there were, the media told us that there were protests. There were thousands and thousands of protests all over the country, that it was a huge deal. And I guess it was, I don't know, maybe it was too nice of a day yesterday. In Washington, there were literally like a dozen people across the street from the White House at in Lafayette Park. And I saw in all over Atlanta and cities all over the country, there were, I don't know, maybe a couple hundred. But it wasn't thousands, okay? But trust me, the media won't talk about that. Anyway, a child at an anti-protest, anti-Trump protest was interviewed during this Not My President's Day. And they interviewed this little kid. And first of all, let me just say this. This is like indoctrination, and it starts very early. The indoctrination starts very early. So I want to play this this little soundbite for you.
So she is live in Atlanta. Mariana, what are you saying?
So, Katie, I want
wanted to just stand over here so you could see how protesters here in Atlanta, marchers here in Atlanta, I meant to say, have taken over blocks and blocks here, headed to the financial district in Midtown Atlanta. They say that a plethora of issues brought here. They are rallying against Donald Trump's so-called Muslim ban. They are rallying against his immigration policies. They're rallying against his alleged ties with Russia. And actually, we've been walking with these marchers for a while now, and we were surprised to see that some of the littlest ones are leading this rally. People like Jose right over here. Jose, tell me, why were you leading the march just now?
Because I hate Trump, and so do my parents and other friends.
Wait. Because I hate Trump, and so do my parents and other friends. You see, you have to be taught this. Okay? He has no idea, Jose. Listen.
And he deported my father and my uncle.
He deported my father and my uncle who were here illegally, and I hate him.
They were illegal immigrants.
Thank you so much, Jose. So the immigration issue very near and dear to many of the marchers' hearts here, Katie. And we still have a long while to go. These marchers plan to walk for 5 miles to the financial district, to Lenox Square here in Atlanta. I'll keep you covered as to the latest developments here on MSNBC.
Mariana, did that young boy just say that Donald Trump deported his family? Did I hear that correctly?
I'm sorry, Katie, I wasn't able to hear your question.
Did that young boy just say that Donald Trump deported members of his family?
The young boy, Jose, he said that Donald Trump deported his uncle and his father, and they are still deported. So he is living with relatives at the moment.
Mariana Tencio in Atlanta, thank you very much. Now let's go here to New York City. That's where we have Ron Allen standing by.
Oh, no. By the way, that protest, I'm not exaggerating. There was probably, like, seriously, probably 20 people there. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, these people are going to get, I don't know if they, maybe it's because they're not getting paid like they were before. By the way, these protests, I saw this on the news the other night. I want to mention this before I forget. So I'm watching on the news the other night, and they're talking about this new wave of protesters that, you know, Trump has incited this new wave of protesters, right? And so they did this story where they interviewed this man, right? And he says, he's talking about how he gets his kids off to school, prepares their breakfast, takes them to school, and then he comes back and he looks in the computer to see where he's going to go that day. Clearly, this guy has no job, okay? And he said he was never been involved in politics before, and now he's involved in politics, and he goes to the computer every day and he gets basically his marching orders, where he's going to go, where he's going to go protest that day. And I thought to myself, this guy, who can afford to do that? Somebody that's out of work. But no, this guy's job is to protest. His job is to protest. And I'm going to tell you something. After a while, you know, look, it's like mercenaries in war. If you don't believe in your heart of hearts what you're doing, and you're just doing it for the money, you're just going through the motions, you're doing it for the money, then I don't know how effective that is. I think initially it's effective, but I don't know how effective it is long term. And what I noticed is with this news story, this guy, he doesn't really, I doubt this guy, oh, he said he didn't even vote. He said he didn't even vote. but that after the election, he's become motivated since Trump. And this news story is probably about, I don't know, a week or two ago. I saw it. And I meant to bring it up, but it's just so much is, you know, there's so much going on. I forgot to bring it up, but it just, I was just thinking about it just now. This guy doesn't care about Trump. All these people that are now protesting, where did they come from? And why didn't they go to the polls and vote? If they were so concerned about Donald Trump being president. Right? If all of a sudden now they're being called to action. They didn't care before. And now all of a sudden they care? I'll tell you why they care. Because they're getting paid. They're getting paid by the George Soros gang. The same people that are paying for the Black Lives Matter, MoveOn.org, Organizing for Action, which is part of the Obama shadow government. And it's the same with this kid. I hate Trump because he deported my father and my uncle. Okay, I get it. I get how you probably hate Trump because he deported your dad and your uncle. I get it. Maybe you should be pissed off at your dad for bringing you into the situation. Maybe when he gets older, he'll realize that. But right now, he's just parroting. Like, I suspect a lot of these people are just parroting. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Relax, Amar. Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. So, did you know this? Stocks are up 10% since Trump took office. Okay? The Trump bump, they're calling it. Of course, you won't hear that in the mainstream media. And here's another story you're not going to hear. Ivanka Trump, her perfume soars to number one bestseller on Amazon, despite these boycotts. Her signature perfume is now the number one bestseller on the retail giant Amazon. Ivanka Trump Eau de Parfum Spray for Women, $34 for a 3.4-ounce bottle, was number one for at least a six consecutive day. One reviewer wrote, "I normally don't buy this at Nordstrom, but now that I heard they will not carry it anymore, I was happy to find it on Amazon." Nice! Of course, Nordstrom Inc. said earlier this month that it would cut out Ivanka Trump's fashion brand from his lineup. So this is pretty cool, because the market, this is a perfect example of capitalism and economics at work. Because this organization, Grab Your Wallet, started this campaign to basically boycott anything that is Ivanka Trump's. And here's the thing about this Ivanka Trump deal. I mean, what did Ivanka Trump have to do with anything? By all accounts, she is a fine person, a fine citizen, has never gotten into any trouble. Seems to be a good mother and wife. Seems to be successful in her own right. I get she had, she was born with a the Lucky Sperm Club. Get that? Okay, I get it. But you know, if you think about it, it's really unfair. To blame Ivanka for her father, because that's what they're doing. They're blaming Ivanka for her father, and it's just not fair. Here's another thing. I wanted to point this out because it's kind of analogous to this story. New York City moms now think that their mingling with Trump's grandchildren will infect them. Yes, a preschool scene in New York City, which, of course, is known for being pretty cutthroat. But what happens when your kids get accepted to the same school as the literal spawn of Satan? This was recounted from page 6 in the New York Post. And it is truly ridiculous. And at best, downright bigoted and nasty at worst. This from the New York Post, page 6. Upper East Side moms are having a spirited online debate over whether to boycott a school where grandchildren of President Trump is a student. One of the anonymous contributors to UrbanBaby.com said her son had gotten into Buckley School, but she didn't want to send him there because a son of Donald Jr.'s, likely 4-year-old Spencer Frederick, is going to be going to kindergarten there in the fall. They will be in the same classroom, and I don't think I can deal with this. Birthday parties, etc., the mother wrote. Another mom replied, "It's an innocent kid. It's not like he can help the family he was born into. The hate must really run deep with you." A third mother wrote, "You almost have to decline. It sounds like it will drive you crazy. You want to spend 9 years worried about that DS, darling son, is getting affected with Trumpism?" Now, the other mothers, frankly, are correct. That mother should absolutely decline to send her child to that school. But not because of the Trumps. The Trumps and all the other children and families involved with the school don't deserve to be put through her nonsense. I honestly feel sorry for this woman. Really. Because, again, what exactly did this little kid do? Huh? What exactly did this little kid do? This has just gotten to be ridiculous. If you need more proof that the media is either clueless or they spout fake news, I want you to listen to this exchange. This is NBC's Katie Turr. Okay? Talking about...
didn't have a lot of confidence, though, that he is going to treat Russia in as tough a way as his predecessors did.
I do. And I think he'll treat it...
I'm just wondering where that confidence comes from.
By the way, she's talking to a GOP congressman, Florida congressman. I forget the guy's name. And this is Katie Turr from NBC.
Well, he's got a lot of conservative people in the government. And you know, he's a business guy, so he might have spoken a little less nuanced than very trained generals and State Department leaders might. But I think he knows that, as he said all through the campaign, we're going to keep America strong. We're going to keep America safe, both at home and abroad. And you can't do that without dealing with Russia.
He also has a number of people that were, at least in his administration, until last week, who were friendly with Russia, General Mike Flynn being one of them. His former campaign CEO was Paul Manafort, who's got ties to Russia. His Secretary of State was given the Medal of Friendship by Russia. So you say there's a lot of conservatives who are going to push back on Russia, but I see a lot of folks within Donald Trump's administration who have a friendlier view of Russia than maybe past administrations did.
Oh, no.
Well, I think it was Obama that leaned over to Putin and said, "I'll have a little more flexibility to give you what you want after the re-election."
I'm sorry, I don't know what you're referring to, Congressman.
Remember when he leaned over at a panel discussion or at a meeting and he said, "I'll have more flexibility after the election." No one really ever pushed the president on what he meant by that, but I can only assume for a thug like Putin that it would embolden him.
Congressman Francis Rooney, Republican of Florida.
She has no idea what he's talking about. No idea. Well, let me just refresh your memory there, Katie, okay? She doesn't remember any of this. Doesn't remember that Barack Obama told Medvedev that he would have more flexibility after the election. She forgot all about that. Either she forgot about that or she's peddling fake news. I mean, it's one or the other. Either she's... Here we go. See, this is why trust in media is at an all-time low. This is why media doesn't trust you or believe you any longer. Now, either you're just a shill and you're just reading, or you're lying. It's one of the two. But either way, you suck. I mean, this story was all over the place. I remember when it happened. It was 2014. Or no, I'm sorry. No, I'm wrong. It was right before the 2012 election. The run-up to the 2012 election, where Barack Obama said he would have more flexibility with the Russians. Katie Turr has no idea. No idea. All right, I'm out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share of the truth. Good day, America. I'm out.
Tuning in to the...
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.